Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. On your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube, like always. So appreciative of our YouTube viewers. We love you guys. The top five and five is...
I'm paying attention to that now, yeah.
is sponsored. The top five and five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solution.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A happy 46th birthday to one Ryan Howard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the big piece.
The big piece. So
all
I thought,
right.
Nice little midweek trip down memory lane.
Yeah,
with
absolutely.
My five favorite Ryan Howard moments. And I tell you what, any excuse to play some old HK calls, I'll take that.
Hell
I'll
yeah.
take that.
All right.
Starting at number five, Ryan Howard, 2006, National League MVP. And he'd already at this point set the Phillies record for home runs in a season, but he'd not set the Philadelphia record yet because Jimmy Fox also had 58 home runs in a season. Well, late in the season, Ryan Howard tied Jimmy Fox.
South, no spook town, eyes dilated.
Really?
Yep, there you go.
Wow, that sounded like Kendrick Lamar, not HK.
Here we go.
3-1 to Ryan Howard. Well hit to the opposite field. Out of here. Number 58 for the big man. Move over, double X. Ryan has joined you.
Can I be honest, guys? A little honesty, just the three of us here.
What you got?
I'm pretty happy Kyle Schwarber didn't break his record.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty happy.
Especially because he's going to be a freaking Red.
Yeah, or a Pirate. Get out of here.
Or a Pirate.
Get out of here.
What a turncoat.
Yep.
He's going to be a Philly.
He's prop. Well,
7 years.
Dude, they're going to have to go to six.
Yes, I know.
I know. Yeah. You know. We'll see.
Is it the money or the years?
Well, I think he's already getting the years. Now it's just, I guess, about the money.
Like, you know what's going to happen?
Saying,
the money? Do you know what number the money's going to start with? It's going to start with a friggin' two.
Oh.
Nah, I don't think
no
so.
No.
I think it might start with a four. I think it might start
200?
With a four. It might start with a four.
A four?
40.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No. I'm talking about the final number is going to start with a two.
I know.
No, I know.
It's going to be a $200 million deal. It's not going to start with a four.
Well, I'm saying that 40, though. $40 million a year.
Oh, well, then that's 240.
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay, I thought about this yesterday. Not to throw you off track. 4 years, 150.
It's a lot of AAV to lower the years. I don't know. I mean, anything to keep it outside of 5 years, but I don't think
so. Right. I'm saying if the years are the ones that's killing us, then just give him more money per year.
6 years, 210 is what he's getting from the Phillies.
Spike,
nuts.
If that happens, That's what he's getting.
Without a celebrating.
No.
No.
No. It'll be a golf clap, honestly. It'll be a golf clap.
6 years, 210.
And just give JT 240, too. Yeah. 2 years, 40 million. Whatever. Who cares? It's all funny money anyway. All right. So the fourth moment, my fourth favorite Ryan Howard moment, before we had titles in this town, we celebrated little things.
Yes.
You know, like Smarty Jones.
Yep.
The St. Joe's run. Yeah. The Andre Iguodala almost winning the dunk contest and getting robbed.
Yep.
Well, who could forget when Ryan Howard won the home run derby?
Yeah.
And nice little trip that memory lane with old Boomer on the call.
Ryan Howard, can he do it on this swing?
Take it away, Boomer.
Abreu last year, Phillies. Ryan Howard.
In Pittsburgh, the home of Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was cool. We had Bobby Abreu, which is out of nowhere the year before.
Wow, it was out of somewhere. It was out of a needle.
Well, who could forget? I don't know what he did in the second half. I'm pretty sure he had like five home runs maybe.
Yeah.
But the Ryan Howard home run derby was a cool moment.
Man, that five-year run with Ryan Howard, man. Man. That was pretty damn good.
The best five-year run from any Phillies player on offense?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. Just unbelievable. I mean, him and Pujols.
Yeah.
They were the big threats.
Yep.
They were the big threats. My third favorite Ryan Howard moment doesn't get talked about as much, but the 2011 team, because they lost in the first round, this would have been a bigger moment. But game one, they're down 3-1 with Halladay in the mound. And in the sixth inning, down 3-1 with two runners on, Ryan Howard did this.
Here's Howard, line to left and walk. Tying runs are on base for Ryan Howard, who hit 33 homers in the regular year. Runners don't go, and a pitch is hit deep to right field. Way back, and gone. Ryan Howard gives the Phillies the lead.
Now, unfortunately, it's Dick Stockton on the call.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting Dick Stockton to be on the call.
No wonder they lost that series. They had all... Never mind.
Oh, yes.
I was going to make a limp joke.
No, but is he still here?
Dick's still alive.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I might have to check.
Yeah, why don't you check? This hour is sponsored by Kaida Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Kaida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Still alive.
There you go.
He's 82, born in Philly. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And remember how when Angela used to rip him every week?
Yes.
Yeah. Dick Stockton had to put out a thing in the Inquirer.
Oh, did
responding
he?
No. to Angela?
No.
Yeah.
I remember.
Like, you took out an ad?
No, it was some interview.
Oh, really?
It was while you're the PD, I believe, but still funny. All right, my second favorite Ryan Howard moment is 2008 World Series. Hadn't had a home run. This entire run, hadn't had a home run until game three of the World Series when him and Utley went back-to-back.
Now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a long drive. This ball is out of here. Ryan Howard has gone back-to-back with Chase Utley, and the Phillies now lead it 4-1 here in the sixth inning. Howard's first home run of the postseason, and there was a no doubt about it as he and Chase go back-to-back.
Well, this is Phillies baseball right here. They hit home runs.
Is that L.A.?
No, it's Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I love how feared Howard was at that time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's the big piece.
Yeah, missing that a little bit recently.
Could use him.
Bunch of good hitters on the Phillies. I don't know anybody has been feared over the last couple of years. Even Schwarber, I don't think Schwarber was, you know.
Yeah.
Howard was. Yeah.
For sure. But the number one, my favorite Ryan Howard moment, takes us to Colorado 2009. And a moment I actually think has been slept on throughout the years. But
get me to the plate.
Get me to the plate, boys.
Street, a high set. Two balls at a strike. Here's the pitch. Howard swings and drives one. Deep right field. On the run, Gonzalez towards the track. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Victorino coming around third. He's going to score. Utley's right on his heels, and he is safe. A double by Howard has tied the game here in the top of the ninth with two outs. 4-4 in the ninth. Ryan Howard has come through and stunned this crowd in Colorado.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Will sounds nothing like L.A. What was I talking about?
Listen to that. Listen to that young, fresh-faced Fransky on that one.
Yeah.
The voice all out. Ryan Howard.
I know. The high pitch.
Yeah.
Big time stuff.
Yep.
I think it snowed that game. Like, yeah. They're out in Colorado. It started super, super late. Ended here, I think, around 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So get me to the plate, boys.
Which game was it? They played 2 in Tampa. It had to be game 4. The Sunday night game? The 2 home run game?
Yes, that was game 4.
Yeah, I was in the building.
Oh, were
you? Oh, yeah, I was in the building for that one. That's the night Joe Blanton hit a home run.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was the blowout game. 10-4?
Well, before Ohtani, I believe
Blanton,
the last pitcher to hit a home run. Yeah.
In the World Series. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a time.
What a time.
What a time.
And what a player. And he is on my Phillies Mount Rushmore. Just want to let everyone know.
Well, yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
It's strategic for me.
Well, everything we do is strategic.
Yeah, and well, that is from you. For
I'm
you.
Gonna see, yeah, when we do our Mount Rushmore, you know, see how strong of a stance we got for Bryce.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's already in the book, so I don't know if I can't change it.
Oh, you put it in your book?
Yeah. He didn't put Chase on. This was the strategy.
There's no strategy.
Yeah, the strategy is...
Why don't you pipe down?
No, the strategy is turn his mic off. The strategy was he's going to put Howard on there so he can put Bryce on there. He sacrificed Utley for Bryce.
Wow.
That's what he did. Even though Chase Utley is a way better Philly than Bryce Harper. It's not even close, but he didn't... He wanted to put Bryce on there, so he sacrificed Utley. I wanted to see you. You know, I want to get Chase Utley in here, so I want you. I want to tell him what you did.
That you sold him
out for Bryce.
That was your favorite player.
He is my favorite player.
No, it don't sound like it. I think Bryce is your favorite player.
Yep. Well, I'm going to need Bryce to figure it out. I'm going to need a trip down broad, and I'm going to need all that stuff to figure it out. Because right now... It's Utley and Halliday are still right there, but the Bryce has fallen below him.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I go J-Roll, Howard,
Schmidt, Carlton.
Oh, Mount Rushmore for sure.
No,
I'm just saying
favorite.
My favorite.
Oh, your favorite. Yeah.
Oh yeah, those two are etched in stone.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we'll argue about the other two. We won't argue about those two.
No. All right, 2-1.
Bryce has moved. Down the rankings and get back up there though.
Yeah, listen, you'll miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, Spike.
Me?
I don't know.
Talk to Caney and Ruben. Not me.
They're running him out of town.
Yeah, I never said one thing about trading him. 215-592-9494. So it's holiday season, and I know you're thinking about getting gifts for your family, your friends, whatever. In my house, the dogs get Christmas presents. And if that's like that in your house too, as it should be, Dogs and Cats Rule is your spot. And I say spot, there's 7 of them. Dogs and Cats Rule is your home for Christmas and Hanukkah gifts for your pets. You can get them some treats, get them some toys. Dogs and Cats Rule has all that. How about, now it's going to get cold out, little jackets for the dog. Keep your dog warm on those walks. Fleeces, sweaters, or dogs. I keep telling my wife they don't need... the jacket to take a walk outside. She says below 40 degrees, they need the jacket. So
you
need the jacket.
He needs the fur, right?
Yes. Well, I tell her, they were born with a jacket on. That's their fur.
They've survived for forever how long?
Without jackets.
Before this, the year people, dog psychos, realized they got to put jackets on.
If you're a dog psycho or a cat psycho, Dogs and Cats Rule is your spot. Also, you want to talk about gifts, officially licensed Phillies and Eagles jerseys for your dog. I don't know about your cat, but for your dog, Dogs and Cats Rule, along with all the top of the line food and supplements for your dog or your cat. 7 locations, as I said, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. 215-592-9494. Furry Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing on this chilly day? Hey, look. Before I jump into my take. I got my Uncle Mike, and he's a dedicated listener to the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He said, why the hell are they calling you Furry Bruce? You need to tell them to stop calling you Furry Bruce. I said, Uncle Mike, look, I can't stop that train.
Nope.
Yeah. That train's already left the station.
Yep. Sorry, Mike. We do what we're going to do. And he is Furry Bruce. So it is what it is.
Oh, man. But look, you know, this is some good. You know, I had to think long and hard about what's been going on with this team. I'm like you. I'm just like totally disgusted at this take that came out about the coaches. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, you're going to get on AJ about doing it, and then y'all turn around and do the same thing. To me, this problem right here explains. It shows that they aren't having the discipline enough to handle their affairs internally. And this is what worries me more than anything, because I think a lot of other things can be correctable. But, you know, again, I had to put on my military hat. And you know, one of the things that we say, and the absence of good leadership leads to mission chaos. This has got to be corrected. And this is a Sirianni thing. This is an OC, the coaches that – they need to sit down. Why is it – I don't know why it's so hard for these guys to sit down. Okay, if you got a problem with one or two players, and y'all sit down and you come up with the game plan and figure that part out. Because the issue that was coming out of the bye on their poor performance is a number of things. It's the injuries. It's the tough conditions that they played in. It's the teams that they played. And what has happened is that – they aren't being fluid enough on the game plan and the use of their personnel to adjust to some of those things. Now, some of the other things are player related, but this is where I have a problem with the coaching leadership and especially the OC. And Jalen is a part of the equation too. Look, one of these things about Jalen not being able to change, you know, my thing is, how do you combat that? You know, you adjust some of the things that you need to do. And this whole thing about, well, Jalen doesn't like throwing up the middle, but he's not comfortable with throwing a receiver over. Well, guess what? You know, you should have been evolving, Jalen. You should have been working on that. That's how you become a better quarterback. And to me, that's a poor excuse. And now you have multiple challenges, and the reason, and you're not open to doing those things. And and I'll say something else. He's not using his legs anymore this year. This is what has made him great. And I don't know if it's Jalen or it's the coaching, but these are simple things that can be adjusted, even with all the problems that you have, to make the defense. They don't have to score, but they can do 3 and 6 and outs to keep the defense off the field, because we're playing with fire. And that's really where, you know, I know I said a lot, but I think those are some critical things that they need to focus on going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, the running thing, I do wonder, they mentioned this on the broadcast on Sunday night. I know we've talked about it before. So I do wonder if they are trying to prevent him from wearing down and getting hurt with the running thing.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, you could, there are certain quarterbacks who can physically handle it because they're bigger. Josh Allen is definitely much bigger physically than Jalen is. I think they could be a little strategic about the running and maybe do it a little bit more. But I think that is... he's been hurt in one way or another at the end of every year, and I think they're trying to avoid that from happening. So I think that part of it I understand, but the other stuff I agree with you, Furry Bruce.
No, and let me just say something else too, right? And get this, because one thing I forgot to say: Tank Bigsby.
Yes.
Okay. Tank Bigsby is a faster cutback runner than
Saquon.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They need to use. He needs to get at least 8 to 10 touches a game to take, because that's another thing they're playing with fire with. If they do that, I think we're going to get a better return on the run game. They just got to be smart about these things. This is not hard things to solve. That's all I'm saying.
Hmm.
Not hard things to solve. Okay.
Well, thank you for the call, Furry Bruce. It's easy.
It seems like it's hard.
Yeah. So, Ike, back in the day, did you ever play The Legend of Zelda? The video game
yes.
for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the first time we got the game. It was two of my friends. We played.
You weren't the first on your block to get it?
Nah, we all got it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. You got to think about the block he lived
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. We were bathing in money playing Nintendo. And we played it all, like, the first night, trying to beat the game, played it all night. So there's going to be a Legend of Zelda movie, which comes out in 2027.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the tweet about it, and it. For years, I had the Legend of Zelda music from the video game in my head, and now it's back, and it's been there for 24 straight hours. Here it is, if you didn't remember it.
it seems like an annoying song to get stuck in your head.
No, see, this is... I think this is... wait here. See, I think this is the gameplay music, maybe not the intro.
Play, yeah.
Yeah, the intro. Oh, there it is.
That's beautiful.
What the hell is going on right now?
Dude, I can't get it out of my head.
So you're walking around all day?
Yes.
With this in your head.
And my poor wife, I have this thing where, I know this happens to everybody sometimes, where you get a song in your head and you can't get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Happens.
Well, Ike and I have had the Lil Nas X song.
Oh,
stuck
yeah,
in our
he killed me. It's been all day today since he's played it.
Really?
Yeah.
It happens to me every day. And if sometimes I'll get home and she'll wait to walk the dogs for me to get home, we'll walk them. And the entire walk, I will just be singing one part of a song over and over and over again,
oh, yeah.
whichever one is in my head.
I do the same thing.
And she'll say, stop doing that. I can't. And right now it's the Legend of Zelda song.
It's an annoying song to get stuck in your head.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think it's normal for everyone to have a song stuck in their head every day.
Oh, you know, really?
Usually,
every day?
Ike usually has that awful Eddie Murphy song.
My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. By the way.
Yeah, that song's a hit.
Tell you how awful that song was. It was number two on the charts.
Yes.
And the only reason I know that, because you got to check out the Eddie Murphy documentary.
Oh, is it good?
On Netflix, yeah.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, I watched it this weekend.
It's a good one?
Yeah. Especially for us. We grew up around that time.
See, these kids,
yeah.
Ike, do not know what a sensation Eddie Murphy was.
It reestablished why he's the GOAT, man.
I know people
say Richard Pryor's the GOAT.
He's great.
It's Eddie.
Richard Pryor was groundbreaking,
yeah,
for sure. Eddie Murphy is the GOAT, the stand-up GOAT.
Yeah.
And Jack, you're too young for this to remember. So first of all, his Saturday Night Live run was short, but it was enormous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gumby was amazing.
Yep, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
But
him and Joe Piscopo used to have some great skits, man.
But when Eddie Murphy Raw came out,
yeah,
the concert movie, the stand-up movie,
yeah.
Jack, in theaters, it was a movie of Eddie Murphy doing stand-up, and it was huge.
He hasn't done stand-up since.
No, he doesn't do it anymore.
That was his last stand-up.
Oh, it was Raw.
And I think they were saying it's still the highest grossing stand-up ever.
Dude, it was so... Yeah, I think I heard him say, when they asked him about it, because he did SNL the last few years.
Yeah, he did. He went back, yeah.
He said he just doesn't... He doesn't have it anymore. He's thought about it, but he doesn't... Man, Eddie Murphy was the GOAT.
And as I've tried to explain to both of you...
Yeah.
For me, he's Dr. Doolittle.
Oh.
And Shrek.
Well, that's the greatness of him.
That he completely changed his career.
Yeah, he has all of that. Yeah, that's a whole different career.
Norbit.
Yeah.
Because it went right from Eddie Murphy the stand-up to Eddie Murphy Saturday Night Live, then to Eddie Murphy movie star with, you know, Trading Places and 48
Beverly
Hours.
Hills
and,
Cop, yeah, all of that.
And a Golden Child, which is very underrated.
I want the knife.
Yeah, man.
I did watch Raw.
Give me the knife.
Because you guys talked about it a lot.
Oh, you watched Raw?
I watched Raw probably like 2020-ish during COVID.
Okay. Yeah.
I could not believe
what he was saying.
Like thinking about it in 2020 terms.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to contextualize it.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And was Raw where he wore the purple leather?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Now he did the...
He had Delirious, too.
Delirious was his first one. That was the red leather.
The red leather.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, Eddie, man.
Eddie Murphy, the GOAT.
Man, a lot of that stuff I didn't remember. Yeah, going down memory lane with all that, man.
Dude,
yeah.
It all came from Zelda, which I now have in my head.
Party. He talked about his Rick James parties.
Oh, really? That.
That's where he did the song.
Oh, yes.
He said he got stuck in Buffalo because of a snowstorm. He was only supposed to be there 2 days. He wound up being there 2 weeks.
Really?
Because of the snow. They couldn't get out.
Rick James's house?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a place.
Imagine what that was like for 2 weeks.
That's not a place you want to be stuck for 2 weeks. That's like a Vegas trip.
Was the snow outside?
Yeah.
Good question.
Nailed it.
I think it was inside and outside.
Okay, yeah.
You nailed that one.
You nailed it. But he doesn't drink or do drugs. Well, he did say he started smoking weed at like 30.
Okay.
He said, but he doesn't do all any of the other stuff.
Love Eddie Murphy.
Still looks good, man.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's aged well. You know what they say.
Black don't crack.
All right. Coming up next, somebody who's cracking much at a very young age. We will have our fantasy football league update with Buzz, right? Is Buzz here?
I think he's here.
Okay.
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him either.
Just look for the forehead. Buzz is with us next.
Are we going to grill Elliot too?
Yeah, we could do it after. Do you want to do that after Buzz?
Buzz is here. His voice sounds horrible.
All right. Well, then we'll keep it short.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody tells me I look like Charlie Murphy.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Eddie's brother, yes.
You guys had him on. Mike and Ike had him on. Right?
Yes, yeah. Charlie Murphy.
All right.
Darkness.
215-592-9494. Just a ton coming up. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast,
friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
So it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Chris. One little thing that I noticed from our video guy, Justin, who sold us out to get a sales job or whatever, who's leaving.
Yep.
The entire Creed thing, he had the camera on Buzz. So if you're watching YouTube and you hear a Creed, it was just Buzz just sitting there the whole time.
Well, that's good content.
Yes, it is. It's great content. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of your dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you get a song stuck in your head every day? 61.3% say yes. So you may have noticed Buzz is here. You heard the monotone singing. That means that it is time for the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League update with Commissioner TV star Buzz.
Thank you. Well, first of all, shout out to the maintenance staff here widening the door so I could get my head in the studio.
Yes.
Really appreciate that.
Yes. Coming in with a cheap joke.
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let's start with Spike. He's trying to snap a 4-game losing streak.
Yep.
Taking on Derek, finally got his boy Ricky Pearsall back.
Yes.
Didn't get anything from him besides one whole point. But he brought the vibes. He brought the vibes back to the locker room. Got 17 from Tyrone Tracy, 20 from JSN, a 50-piece McNugget from Josh Allen. And that was enough for a 125-119 win.
Yes, I'm back.
Back Welcome on the winning back. Side of things.
Oh, yeah. No more woe is me.
No, still woe is me.
Man, 50 points from Josh Allen.
That was nice.
Imagine having that and still losing.
Oh, no. Is that what happened in the WIP League to you? Oh, that sucks.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Let's get to Jack.
It's a great outing.
Let's get to Jack, who's trying to snap a 3-game losing streak.
That's right. Let's get to him.
Taking on number 2, Derek. And Derek just failing to show up at all in week 11. Jack got 32 from Dak.
Oh, this is Dustin, by the way. Not Derek.
Yeah, it's Dustin.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did I say Derek? Dustin.
Yeah. If you could please lock in.
Sorry.
A little bit.
Yeah.
When am I going to be on TV again? When am I going to be on TV again? Dustin just failing to show up at all in week 11. Got 32 from Dak, 24 from George Kittle, 19 from Jahmyr Gibbs, 17 from the Browns defense. Jack wins easily. 122-83.
My bad.
Wow, over that loser Dustin in the Northeast, you showed him.
He was bragging to me too. He was like, "I'm 11-0 in my league with my 9-year-old nephews."
Oh yeah, nobody
Sick.
Cares.
Amazing.
Yeah,
what
you just lost to Jack.
Now? Yeah, my smoke and mirrors team.
Yep. Loser.
And let's get to Ike taking on Bam in a preview of the consolation bracket. Ike needing to win out to even have a shot at the playoffs. And he put up 80.
That was a tough one.
17 from Drake May, 14 from Trey Tucker, 11 points on 11 targets for AJ
That's
Brown.
Big game for AJ, man. Yeah. The big one.
Yep.
One point of target.
He told you to trade him.
Ike loses to Bam 95-80, and Ike has officially been eliminated from postseason contention.
Wow. For the first time ever in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Tough year.
Yeah, that's a tough one. What a bad year.
And to get eliminated by Bam.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
What were you looking at?
There it is.
Every week.
Both of you.
Every week.
Yeah.
Other takeaways, Spike with the win. Still in the playoff hunt here with 3 weeks to go. He's 2 games back.
Yeah.
Likely to win any points tiebreakers. Jack, meanwhile, is now tied for that last playoff spot.
The miracle run!
Losing the tiebreaker by 66 points currently to George, who currently has that last playoff spot locked up.
Well, I'm not worried about George.
Yoshi, Also, a game back of the bye right now would be hilarious. Would absolutely be hilarious.
Yeah.
If Yoshi could get a bye after this season.
Man.
And Marcus, by the way, won his 10th game in a row.
Wow.
Only his team's really good. Yeah. He's really good. He's annoying, but he's really good.
Only loss of the season came back in week one to Ricky. And Bam and Tony, they are next on Elimination Watch. The next loss for either one of them, and they are done.
All right. What is the power rankings, Commissioner Buzz?
This was a bad week for the top five. Almost all of them lost. Ricky lost 107-81 to Tony, whose team is awful.
What's the top five?
He gets down. He's at number five.
Okay. All right.
RC is at four, down from number three. He lost 167-114 at the hands of Marcus. Yoshi, the number three team in the league right now.
Unbelievable. Wow. With his pity spot.
Up from number five, beat George 105-85. Dustin, despite the loss to Jack, he's going to stay at two by default because just about everybody else lost. I'm not bumping Yoshi that much. And number one, again, until further notice, Marcus beat RC 167-114.
Dude, how am I not in the top five?
What do you mean, how are you not in the top five?
I'm in a playoff spot
right now. You're not in the playoff spot right now.
You're not in the playoffs. You're 6-5.
I'm going to be in the playoffs.
All right, but you're not now.
I would like to make a motion about the fantasy football league up for vote right here. Given that Yoshi has a charity spot this year, if Yoshi wins the league, he's not in next year.
Wow.
If he wins it.
I disagree. I think if he wins, he deserves to be in again.
Mike, or Ike, rather. You're Ike.
Just for calling me Mike. Yeah, he's in.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If he wins the league, that proves his point that he deserved to be there.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Spike has a point.
No, I know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. But because he called me Mike, if he does win.
Yes. No, it's just because of the Mike thing. Yes.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, it does got to be tough. I mean, your Rice Ricky Sanchez podcast host is Mike.
Is Mike. Yes.
But, okay. Yes, you do have a host.
Yeah, but
he doesn't really look like me, but yeah.
No. And I talk to you 4 hours a day. You sit right there. I've known you 20 years. Yeah. Buzz, real quick, you did make an appearance on my PHL 17.
Just PHL 17 now.
Oh, it's not mine.
No more mine.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and Ike's a local news consumer.
Shut up.
So when is your next appearance?
I don't know, but I was indicated to that I will be invited back at some point.
Whoa!
The inside sources.
Good content.
Yeah.
My PHL 17.
And I mentioned this. I've been back a year and a half. Buzz has more TV appearances than I do
now.
Yeah,
I saw your tweet.
It's impressive. You're moving up the ranks, Buzz.
I appreciate it.
Would you say that Buzz has a better chance of replacing me than Broads at this point?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Broads?
Broads can't clean up on TV.
Not like Buzz.
I would put a little powder on the forehead next time.
Yeah, maybe. There was no makeup department over there.
I'd wear a hat the next time.
Wear a hat on air.
You got to do your own makeup, dude. When I did CBS3, I learned how to do my own makeup.
Me? Elliot does his own makeup.
Believe me, in this economy, you think they got makeup artists for you when you come in there?
No.
This guy's a diva already. He makes one spot.
Yep.
You get demanding a whole makeup department.
What a whole team.
All right. Well done, Commissioner
Thank
Buzz.
You.
All right. There he is, Commissioner Buzz. We have something important to talk to Elliot about right after we talk about something important with you, and that is your performance in the bedroom.
Elliot, how's your performance in the bedroom?
What, Elliot?
A+.
Okay, there you go.
Nice.
Well, yeah, and you never know, Elliot. You're hitting 40. You may be in a position at some point where Blue Chew is the place that you go to. You go to BlueChew.com.
Right. Well, that's why it is A+.
What's it?
No,
there
you go. There
it is. Trying to get in on every advertisement dollar.
That social following.
You go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free. Think about how many times you could use it in the first month. At least once.
I'm paying for it.
You get first month is free. Jack is paying for your first month. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. He has refused that, but that's only like $5. What are you going to get? You're going to get chewables that bring you back to your best. Absolutely. You're not going to have to make any doctor's appointments. We all hate that. I mean, doctors serve a purpose, but if you can get out of it, you don't have to wait a few months for the appointment, especially in this case. You don't want to have that awkward conversation. You just do it at BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. No. It's made and shipped direct here in the USA in a discreet
hard
package.
That's right. And I mentioned to you the most important part. Well, it's not the most important part, but an important part is your first month. You can just try it for free.
Yeah.
You just use code 94 at checkout.
Don't start getting choked up in there. I know you're emotional.
I hear it.
You know what happened?
Started thinking about it.
Nah, I ate pistachios. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll.
Sip it all night. I don't think that's, again, how it works.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
L.A. Shore Parks joins us as ESPN. What are you doing in there?
Shut up.
That's the
Thought
second
I had a
time.
New intro song for
that's
a second.
That's the second time. It made you sound like you were Bugs Bunny or something. Elliot is with us as ESPN. Gober's Evenings is tonight at 6
yes.
with his special guest, Brandon Lee Gowton.
Yes.
Now, BLG, before we get to the important part with you, BLG is not a Sirianni guy.
And I know, we've already texted about it.
And you are a Sirianni
I am,
guy.
The correct side.
Are you guys going to have a Sirianni debate at some point in the 2 hours?
I think it's impossible not to. I'd imagine in the first 10 minutes we'll get into
yes.
it.
Yeah,
he's a big not Sirianni guy, which is crazy because he's the best head coach in franchise history. But I was actually thinking about it earlier, not to derail this,
yeah.
but he should clearly be in Coach of the Year consideration, right?
Well, never do it.
No, though. I know, but I'm saying when you consider the record and the fact that he's gotten this team to 8-2 despite basically no one on the offense playing well, it is pretty impressive.
Wouldn't it be, as an offensive coach, a detriment to him that the offense
Well, no, but he's coaching around them not playing well. He's finding ways for them to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. He's not. I actually think Coach of the Year in the NFL is a little screwed up in that they only give it to a guy for a team that's not supposed to be good when they're good.
It is crazy to think he'll go through this stretch of probably well, at least two Super Bowl appearances in 3 years and maybe 3 and 4 years and not win a head coach of the year award.
And not even be in consideration.
Well,
you know,
I think the only year Belichick won was the undefeated year.
Yeah, he didn't get
year.
It many times. I mean,
I
Dable,
think it was the undefeated year.
Dable got it, and the other guy that they fired before him got it, that the Eagles almost hired.
McAdoo.
McAdoo got it.
And this year, I would imagine, it's going to be Steichen.
Steichen, I think, has a really good chance.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he deserves
or,
it. He's
going to Steichen or Vrabel.
Vrabel too.
I would think Vrabel might get it just because he has a bit more pedigree.
Yes.
You know, he's more known, I guess.
So, you know, I think this is what we're bringing Elliot in. We did our, and I know you don't like to keep track of Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yeah, I don't listen.
Yeah, he has no idea what's going on.
You've been in the top five pretty regularly.
Okay.
Moving up and down. You were not in the top five this week.
I think that's fair.
And there are so many insiders throwing around scoops. You got Thigon throwing around scoops. Rossini throwing around scoops. McLean throwing around scoops. Hugh Douglas throwing around scoops.
Reckless speculation, he might call it.
Yeah. Well, we got to clarify
Informed
that.
Informed speculation, maybe, is what really what gets him in the top five.
I guess the question is, what the hell are you doing out there?
I mean, look, the Eagles are showing you right now it's hard to repeat, right? It's really hard to do. So I did come into the year trying to have more scoops. It has not happened that way yet so far, but there's still a lot of weeks left, you know, so we'll see.
So we have another issue we have to go over with you.
I'm sure it's a positive one about what a good job I'm doing.
No,
right?
Look.
You're always doing a good job.
I love
exactly,
you.
Yeah.
You're always doing a good
My
job.
My gosh.
Thank you.
All right. Is Jalen Hurts having a good year?
I would say no.
Okay. And why?
Why do I think he's not having a good year?
Yeah, because they're 8-2.
Yeah, so 8-2 is why I hesitated. And I do think he's done a good job taking care of the ball. And as we'll talk about at the top of the hour on Go Birds Evenings, but I do think he is the main reason the offense is not where it should be. So he has to get dinged for that.
All right. I mean,
he has a coherent moral code.
As of right now, your moral code is coherent.
Thank you. Is this? Okay. I thought the training camp stats were coming up. Is this?
That's we're trying to, you know, because
so I've been thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think the training camp stats are obviously not in their infancy, but when you create something, right, you got to like work. I've never done the training camp stats for a Super Bowl MVP, so I don't know how someone coming off a Super Bowl MVP like. What's their training camp supposed to look like? Because I don't think he had a good training camp, right? We talked about this every day.
And it's translated
and
over.
The stats didn't really back it up. And it does look like it is translated into the regular season as the stats normally do. But
they
I do think this
year, they didn't last
year.
Did,
well, they absolutely did last
well,
year.
Well, they won games and he took care of the ball last year. And you said, he didn't
but I thought, I thought he was better last year throwing the ball than he's been this year.
The numbers don't say that.
Numbers
I know,
say
I'm just saying
exactly
my eye test.
Same.
What I think.
Say that last year he was playing better
I agree
than
with
he
that.
Is this year.
I agree with that, but I do think he played better last year than he has this year.
Now, you know what was better last year?
The team?
The offensive line.
Agreed. And that's part of the reason he was better.
No, the running game.
Yeah. The reading.
I think he's playing better at the quarterback position this year. He's
really?
One of the he's one of the best throwing the ball down the field, 20 yards plus. Last year there were no 20 plus yards, or rarely any 20 plus yards. He's much better against the blitz this year, right? He's taking care of the football. I'm not saying he's great or playing elite. I'm saying he's playing better than he did last year.
I think there's
it's
a lot
the
of
other people who aren't playing as well.
I agree. The people around him not playing well. I agree with you on that. And, you know, we'll talk about this on Gobert's Evening. Starts at 6
can't
o'clock.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. But I also think that while the people around him not playing well, what I think makes it a little disappointing this year is last year, all they needed him to do was make big plays on third down and not turn the ball over. And he did that in elite level. And then obviously he carried them to the Super Bowl in the playoffs. But
he
carried
them to the Super Bowl.
I'm saying in the Super Bowl when he got MVP.
Okay.
Even,
and he was really good at
carry
it.
Them
well, he was
game,
really good
though.
In the championship game, too.
Yeah, he didn't carry them in either game, though. The defense carried them.
The defense carried them.
Well, he did get Super Bowl MVP. The defense was awesome.
But he didn't
carry them.
The defense
was, well, the MVP trophy and voters would seem to disagree.
Well, Larry Brown has an MVP, Super Bowl MVP. He didn't carry the Dallas
Cowboys.
Sure,
I'll take your word for it. But I'm saying the game I saw, I know who carried them.
And he didn't carry them. The defense
was great, but
the
offense. The running game wasn't great in the Super Bowl. We're talking about the Super Bowl right now.
No, we're talking about they carried them to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. The running game was very important last year. Absolutely, I agree with you.
It was very important.
It was. But it was.
That's one way to put it.
Right, but also, I mean, I think this year is also showing, since everyone wants to point their finger at Jalen, right? Mm-hmm.
Including you.
Including me.
Yeah.
But the difference is, I also gave Jalen a ton of credit last year, right? So I think I've always, speaking of like moral code, I've always been very clear. It is the quarterback for me. When they're playing well and they're winning, I give the quarterback credit. When they're not, I think he deserves the blame. And so last year, when they had one of the best years, if not the best year in franchise history, I think he definitely, there's an argument to say he carried them. He's the most important player on the field every time they step on the field.
Okay, then this year, they're 8-2, and he only has two turnovers.
Yeah, but this year they need more from him. And that's why I think he's not having a good year. This year they need him to be more than he was last year. Last year he did what they needed.
He's more than what they did last year.
But he's not been good enough for what they need from him this year. With the running game not playing well, they need more from him in the passing game, or the passing game in general, if you want to phrase it that way. And I think he is the main deterrent in the passing game this year. There are other things, for sure. The offensive line, AJ's not playing as well. But if I was doing a pie chart of blame for the passing game, Jalen would have the largest piece of the pie.
That's fine. I think he's always been mostly responsible for the passing game not being where everybody hoped it would be.
Agreed.
Yeah, but my point is they're not a passing team. They never have been.
I agree with you. And I was wrong about that last year when we did that debate, right?
Yeah.
But this year, they need to be a passing team. Or at least they need to be better because the running game is not good enough. So they need the passing game to step up, and he has not stepped up and played well enough, in my opinion. So that's why I think last year he was better. Whereas this year, of what is required of him, he has not met those standards. Last year, he met what was required of him.
You know one thing, and that's fine. I won't push back as much. But I said this earlier, and I'm thinking about games. Mm-hmm. And looking at replays, I don't see a bunch of people running wide open.
I agree with you.
So if that's the case, where is he supposed to throw the ball to?
So,
no,
he's supposed to put the ball in harm's way?
No, I think he's being smart with the ball, but I also think that his hesitation at times does hurt them. And I think that their reason guys are not running wide open is because he's the one that is essentially calling the offense. Like, I think there's an argument he's more of the offensive coordinator than Petullo is.
Okay, all right.
That's what Derek Gunn is saying. That's essentially what Baldy's saying when he was on today. Not as much Baldy, more Derek Gunn.
Derek Gunn is saying what somebody has told him.
I agree, but I mean, I trust Derek Gunn.
Well, it's not about trusting Derek Gunn. It's about trusting the information that's being given to Derek Gunn.
Right.
We got to do it.
I'm with it.
All right, ESPN.
I'm going to stay here for the next show.
I was about to say, BLG's not even here yet.
Yes.
Oh, no, there he is.
He's going to say, hold on.
ESPN with
Elliot Schroepfer. Ike and BLG.
Yeah, I think I just got my new lead.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right.
I like the warm-up to this, by the way. It's good. I can see why athletes warm up.
All right. Elliot Schroepfer is coming up next. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You try losing Jade at a goofy-ass Will Smith and see if you're not angry. Tupac from heaven.
Goofy-ass Will Smith.
Wow.
Philadelphia legend.
Whose idea was that?
That is a good one.
My goodness.
It was Tupac, clearly. From heaven. What's next?
Nope. No interest. The world OG Wade is living in when the Eagles tell Jalen to score points.
Yes.
Nope. No interest.
Yep. No thanks.
Make it as close as possible.
Yep. What's next?
I guess everyone is a tape guy nowadays. LOL. YouTube big board scout Spike Eskin.
Look, I'm making fun of myself with the YouTube big board. These people are doing it completely serious.
And again,
not too far off. You got accurate. You made some good selections.
Yeah, my hits and my misses.
Yeah.
So Gabriel's a miss.
Yes, that was. We knew that though.
He's starting,
little guy, little fella. And then Rattler.
He's starting though
for what, third round pick?
He's not starting.
No, he's not starting.
Well,
he was starting. We'll see. I've not given up on Spencer.
Well, they went to a 26-year-old AARP first round pick.
Yeah, but that was Kellen Moore's guy. I've not given up on Spencer Rattler. He was playing pretty good.
The biggest win is Bo Nix, right?
Yes.
That's thus far, yes, and a couple of offensive linemen that Ross Tucker laughed at me about.
As he should.
Yeah. Well, he was wrong. I was right. What's next?
What? Baldy responding to Spike, just asking how he's doing.
Yeah, today was a wild one.
He was clearly in an Uber or something.
Yeah. I did get a good question out of Baldy.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
It's a win. What's next?
The biggest tell to when Spike is comparing Jalen to some scrub in another sport is when right after he does it, he says, "Look, I'm not comparing Jalen to him." Alex in Lancaster.
Yes.
But today it was Ben Simmons.
Yep. But I compared him to Alec Bohm.
That is fair.
Yeah.
If we're calling...
Not a scrub.
All right. Sure. I mean, like, Ben's a three-time All-Star.
Okay.
Not a scrub.
Well, yeah. Loser, though.
Who else you compare him to?
It was just those two.
Oh, I thought you wanted more in your holster today.
No.
All right.
What's next?
Cute press conference questions in Ojolari scoop, but I'm back, baby. D-Gun cooking ribs in Delaware.
I haven't seen D. Oh, yeah, he hadn't been on the grill in a while. He used to post all his...
All his grill stuff.
Cooking, yeah.
Yeah, he ain't letting that weasel win another Eagles inside of the year.
Yeah, y'all, somebody done woke up D. Gunn.
Yep. Elliot is next with ESPM, also known as Go Birds Evenings. His special guest for 2 hours will be the great Brandon Lee Gowton of BleedingGreenNation.com. That will be next for 2 full hours. We'll be back with you tomorrow for 4 full hours. Same place, same time. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.